Join us now for the Dancing with the Stars After Show. It is Latin night. It's getting sizzling up in here.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Love it, but I love it. Oh, I can feel my face.
I love this song. And it was Latin night here at Dancing with the Stars, such a sizzling show. It was quite interesting. I'll tell you all my thoughts about it. But we had a special guest, Pitbull.
Yes.
Before we get into any of that goodness, thank you guys again for joining us. I'm your host, Annika Michelle, and with me is my lovely co-host.
Hi, I'm Laura Beth Hill. You can follow me on Twitter at LadyLBH.
There you go. We had a fourth judge today. We had...
Pitbull.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he performed at the beginning, which was fantastic. Great energy. It was a really long number.
Yeah.
But it was fun. All the dancers came out. Extra dancers.
He's always fun when he comes to the show or when he performs anywhere. I just feel like he knows how to do a show. Like, there's some entertainers that can put on a show. He's one of them.
Yeah, it was good.
And I love that he kept his glasses on for half the show. Like, it's just so his style. You know what I mean? It's just like there's no other Pitbull. Like, without the shaved head and the glasses and the suit... That's Pitbull. Like, every place I've seen him, that's him.
That's his trademark.
That's his trademark. Yeah. That's his thing. And usually, like, the past four times I've seen him, it's always been a white suit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's kind of switched from the, you know, traditional black. It's always the white, clean, crisp. I liked
he's
having him there.
Good. Yeah.
I liked having
him. He's a bit of a random judge, though.
He is a bit. Sure really but knows. I feel like it was just like, you know, what else is he going to do? Sing and leave?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what they usually do.
I know, but like, you know, Len's not
coming
there.
Coming again halfway. But yeah.
Len's not there. Fun. I just feel like to switch it up and give Len, you know, Latin flavor in there.
Yeah.
So,
it was an interesting night. I think things got mixed up a little bit. My top four's changed.
Oh.
You know, I think things are changing. Things are moving. Amber went, sadly.
She did.
But yeah.
She did.
I think it was possibly time. But there's a few that I thought could leave this week, sadly.
Yeah. Like from last week's performances, you're saying?
Well, yeah. It's
or
just
based
like
off
I think
of today's.
Now there's like, you know, four that are like possible winners and then four that could probably go.
Go. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's usually how it is. There's never like eight that could win it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think competition's ever been...
Well, we had nine, didn't we? But yeah, one's gone
Well,
now.
Right. But like, it's never been like all that have been phenomenal. It's like all at different levels, which makes it more fun, I think.
But last week, there was like a lot in the middle.
Right.
Where we were thinking, oh, it could go either way. But
right.
Now, I think...
It's more set for you.
Probably. Well, after this week. But it could all change. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
See what happens next week.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, to kick off Latin night was Mary Lou and Derek with the cha-cha. No, that's not... They didn't kick off. Sorry, my notes are backwards.
Ryan and Cheryl.
Was Ryan and Cheryl with the salsa. And they got the glow in the dark. They had the body paint. They were taking off each other's clothes. Okay, you give me your opinion first, and then I'm going to start. You start. I know we have different ones.
I hated it. I thought it was horrendous. I'm really sorry. I felt embarrassed. I felt awkward. And I love Ryan. I think he's great.
Yeah.
I mean, even in rehearsal when she showed him that shirt to wear and he was like, you could just see in his face, he was
like,
he didn't
want to do it,
God, great. You know, and then other guys in the competition have got, you know, much more like, a bit more masculine, a bit more, you know, aggressive, and then he could take control a bit more. And I feel like he was wearing those knee pads and like the Freddie Mercury trousers, and they came off, and then there was glow in the dark knee pads and some little tiny shorts, and then
the
chest
body
paint and the whole thing. I was just like, oh gosh, it wasn't my thing, you know, because if you're gonna do that, you've got to be exceptional, otherwise it's a little bit cringeworthy. For me, it was a bit like Amber Rose a few weeks ago when she was it her salsa and she was in the hot pants and the wig, and it was all just too much, not enough about the dance and the content.
Yeah.
And to me, it was very distracting, all this other stuff going on. And I don't know that he particularly loved it, you know?
No. I mean, I think they were shocked to find out that they made it through. I mean, his face was surprised for sure. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like the body paint and stuff could have been like a jungle theme or something. I didn't see it with the Latin theme. Like, what does this have to do with this? I mean, and I think I've said it before, like, we get it. He's a swimmer. He has a fantastic body. No one's complaining that his shirt's coming off, and I don't want you to think I am either. But it's like, I just feel like, can we just stop with this, like, tearing each other's clothes off? Like, I feel like the only couple that does it. Yeah, constantly. I mean, like, you know, like, I'm like, we get it. You guys both are, like, great bodies. We understand. Then come out in that. Like, I feel like it's just a distraction tool or something. Like, look, wow, we're going to rip off the clothes so you look at this motion, not the dancing, you know?
And I don't know if it throws him off a bit as well. It's like, oh, here's the bit where my clothes come off and my trousers come off and my top comes off. And rather than, you know, really, really focusing on the dance and the execution. Because last week he had an amazing week and that was his turnaround week, and then now I feel we've taken a step back, and sadly at this stage in the competition you've got to be moving forward and up and up and up.
That's true.
You cannot have a week where you lag behind. It's too risky that you might go. He was lucky this week.
No, it's true. And I feel like it's funny because I feel like in some moves his hips were loose and flowing when he was like doing the circle thing. I was like, oh, okay, he's loosening up, he's getting the feel. But then in other moves I was like, why are your hips so tight right now? Like, I felt like he couldn't just loosen up and like just get into the salsa feel of it the whole way through. And I mean, he got a 30, which, you know, if there wasn't four judges would be a perfect score. But like, you know, on a night that there's 40 is the perfect score. 30 is not very high.
And but somebody got 40.
Yeah.
He is 10 points behind that. That's a long way behind.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he tied with a couple other people, so it's not like he's not...
Yeah, he's not bottom by himself, but and he's still not the bottom, but still, he needs to be pushing up to the top because he has potential. He has the capability to be, I feel, to be doing more.
Way better.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it was the choreography didn't help. I definitely didn't like the theme this week.
Yeah, I just my wasn't feeling opinion. It. I was just... And, like, I don't know. This is just, like, a general statement. I have to say, I did like Amber and Max's song. I kind of feel like it matched them. Yeah. And also, Jen and Gleb's, 100% their song was on it. Everyone else, I feel like their song was not matching their dance. I was like, this is, like, what you pay. Like, I don't know if the song was throwing me off every single dance. Like, I just felt like they could have picked something better. And I know it's not 100% their choice. I know the producers give it to them. I know it's not their...
Okay.
Thanks. I'm not coming down on them at all about it. I'm just saying I just wish they all had different songs. Because I feel like the songs kind of slowed them down at points.
Okay, yeah.
You know? I just feel like the songs...
has a big impact. And it's to do with the choreography. Yeah. You know, what you... The highlights and stuff that you find in the song and how you use the music.
Yeah.
To influence the choreography, but...
I mean, they got a 30 out of 40.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't to my taste.
My favorite.
And I feel like Len, like, it was too much... distraction and faffing around.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It's like, stop ripping each other's clothes off. Either come like that, like come with the shirt off already and come with the little short skirt, or come with the long dress and stay in the long dress. But like, I just feel like them, out of all the couples this entire season, have done that gimmick so much that it's like, you did it once, we got it. You did it twice, we got it. Like, just enough. Like, let's dance.
Well, and there's not the chemistry. So like, Jana and Gleb, theirs, I know we'll get to it, but you know, theirs was like half naked practically the whole way through. But the content was there and the chemistry was just amazing. Mm-hmm. It looked like they were both into each other and they were really connected through the dance.
Yeah.
I don't see that connection with Cheryl and Ryan.
I mean,
and I don't know if I ever have, thinking, looking back.
No.
Last week he'd improved so much, but was that through the connection or was it just through his dancing
abilities? Yeah,
and I'm not sure, I can't quite remember, but I think it's probably more the technique. But yeah, this week they're just not,
I don't know.
I feel it from her as well. I don't really feel like she's there for him enough, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I just hope they come back and kill it next week. Yeah. I mean, they're safe, so they are coming back, but I just hope they do something. Like, enough with the gimmick, enough with the body paint, enough with the glow in the dark. Let's just dance. Please.
Yeah.
You know, like, strip all that away and dance. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay.
And the next one, Tara Julie and Sasha did the Paso Doble.
Yes. And I know, again, it was like,
what do we do?
I don't know.
What's going on? She was still great.
I mean, she was still great. And I mean, to mark her at 30 out of 40, the same as Ryan, I thought was unfair. I definitely would have given her maybe a 33 or something.
32, 33.
Because I thought her technique was there. We're just so used to her being so connected to the dance. This week, she wasn't as connected to the dance. Emotionally, physically, even before they started, she looked nervous. You know, the whole elimination thing, she just kept looking at Sasha, she kept looking nervous. It wasn't in her body yet for her to then be able to let loose and go for it with her personality coming out.
And she did say in the rehearsal footage that she has problems being angry. She doesn't get angry, so Sasha was, you know, goofing off trying to make her mad. But, like, I honest to God, I mean, it's funny because I disagree with the judges because, you know, I agree with Julianne when she said it's not the right dance for her because I did not think the possible, like, she just wasn't intense enough for me. She wasn't intense enough for me and she wasn't, like, right. Like, you know, the Paso Doble is a very intense dance. And if you think about it, like, Lori and Val did it a few weeks ago. And if that girl who can't stop smiling can, you know, be, like, intense for a minute dance, I feel like...
Well, I think she could have been. I think that she has it in her to be angry or whatever. She can perform. She's a performer. She can act. You know, what I think was missing was, I can't remember if it was Bruno picked up on it with the music. The music was so hard to dance to, like going across the beats and the phrasing. It was very, very hard. So if she's got that in her mind, trying to stay on it when it feels almost a little bit off to what her body's doing and remembering a technically hard dance, and then having the personality come out. Maybe it was just all a little bit too much. Maybe they needed it was a lot more days rehearsal.
Or she was thinking about the choreography or something in her head.
Yeah,
you know?
She just needed a little bit longer to get it.
But I do have to say, I loved her purple dress.
Yeah, I mean, I she looked phenomenal. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the thing. I think anything you do the week after the most memorable year is a bit tougher to get up because unless it's like another like... Like, I know Latinized the theme, but unless it's, like, another, like, kind of story theme. Because I feel like we've all just connected on the most memorable year with their stories, and they got married, they had a kid, did this, that, did whatever, you know? But this, there's no, like, real story. It's just, like, you gotta just go. But I feel like maybe if there was a story to transition them out of the most memorable year to something else and then go to Latin night, maybe it would have helped a bit. But still, that's no, like, I'm not giving them excuses. But I'm just saying maybe that's why it was harder for us as an audience to connect to them because there wasn't real stories to connect. It was just, you know?
No, I agree. So, Jenna and Gleb. They had a theme.
Right.
And it was executed to perfection, and the choreography was spot
amazing.
On.
Amazing, yeah.
So that's where the pro has been really clever with what they've, you know, with taking a theme and making it work, and it was classy the way he did it. Now, Ryan and Cheryl, they took a theme or a gimmick or whatever, and to me, it didn't come off.
Yeah.
But she did try. She did try to give it something a little bit different. It wasn't just, you know... the dance routine.
Right.
You know, all of that in it as well, but...
I just mean, like, if there was, like, a story. Like, you know how, like, usually it's, like, most memorable year, it's, like, a personal story, so people are relating to the story, and then, like, I feel like because of their vulnerability that it comes through to their dance, and I feel like because they didn't have something like that to, like, bring through or prove or, you know, dance for somebody, it was a little... I feel like everyone just kind of, like...
I don't want to say step back,
but, like, that's kind of how it felt watching it. I mean, granted, people danced phenomenally this week, but I just feel like compared to last week, when everyone just kind of shined and brought life and just, you know, it was, like, emotional dances, there was tears, and, like, there was none of that. I mean, there was a standing ovation and a perfect score, but nothing that would move the audience, I feel like, you know? I mean, you can't do it every week, I guess.
No. There were definitely great moments.
There was, 100%. But, you know, what are you going to do? They got a 30, though. And they are safe for next week. So that is good.
I still love her.
She's
still rooting
awesome.
For her. One week that was a little bit off, but all the other weeks consistently so
strong. She's doing
strong.
So good.
She's going to come back fighting, and she's going to be... And Sasha, I mean, he'll be on it.
He's not quitting, that boy.
But neither of them are quitting.
He's got his dream girl. He's, you know, he's on a different level.
And they are a dream team as well. Yeah. They're going to go far.
100%. And the next one was Amber and Max with the cha-cha. We saw Amber crying a little bit in rehearsals, and they kind of got, you know, the back and forth with the...
Yeah.
Like, Max was getting upset, but, like, Amber wanted to leave rehearsals, didn't want to do this anymore.
It's tough. It's really
tough.
It
is really tough.
You know, and we're halfway through the competition now.
Right.
They've been doing it a long time. Their muscles must be killing, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress.
It's a lot of time commitment.
Emotional, physical, everything. It's a lot of time commitment. She's got a little kid. It's a lot, you know. And this is where it starts to weed people out.
Yeah.
So some rise to the occasion and just thrive on all the pressure and the adrenaline and everything. You know, like Jana, she's just getting more and more impressive every week. Now, like... Amber, sadly, she kind of comes and goes. She's not consistent.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe she's ready to go. Maybe she was in her mind ready to go. Yeah. And you saw her walking out of rehearsals. You can't walk out of rehearsals when you've only got about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. Or not even that and, sometimes, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and to walk out, I mean, Max must have been like tearing his hair out. I'm sure upset. You know? Yeah. So I think that, you know, it's been a journey for her. They keep saying this whole thing of a journey, but I think it has been a journey for Amber, you know, and she's learned a lot. And I think she's probably learned a lot about herself.
For sure.
Through doing it. And maybe we as the general public had, you know, misconception. She keeps saying how shy she
is. Yeah, which is weird because I would not have imagined that.
Yeah, you wouldn't
Amber,
have
thought. Amber, you know, Rose being shy, but...
And somewhat insecure, I think. If she was more confident, it would completely change everything
and
she's doing.
That was kind of their note today. Like, Julianne even got up and gave an example, like, I need you to just, like, slap yeah. and, like, grab and, like,
exactly.
be intense. And she just
exactly.
kind of like, And that's... I feel like that's not... I mean, I don't know her personally, but I feel like... The way we know Amber Rose and stuff doesn't seem like that. Like me
like
can kind of, you know,
self-conscious.
Soft. Like she seems like she would be the intense and yeah. like, but I don't know. But it's speaking of, we are. If you're watching this, you already know that they went home. But
yeah.
She did an interview with E! News actually
uh-huh.
Yesterday, and she they wrote out a piece, and she told them saying. I knew Monday was my last dance. Like, I just knew it. I felt it. It was going to be my last
okay.
day. So I was mentally preparing myself all day that I'm going to go home. That's why I wasn't crying. Because if I hadn't mentally prepared myself when they told me that I'm, like, when they said you guys are going home, mm-hmm. she's like, I would have been a bawling mess on that stage. Like, Max would have had to carry me out.
Aww.
So, like, she said to her, she said, like, oh, I'm like in her head, she kind of, I think, knew it was the end, which is maybe why she didn't maybe give it all or didn't want to fight for it. I'm not sure, but
I don't know why she thought that, because there was no clear weak person that had to go this week. There were a few
right.
all around the same
right.
mark. She was one of them, and it was her turn to go. But I don't know why she would have thought, be convinced that she had to leave this week. And if she went in with that attitude and that mentality, she's not going to shine like
no,
she should be. If she was there, like, I'm going to show them. I'm going to get the mirror ball, you know, and just love it and go out there and just dance her socks off. That would have been a complete different number to, well, I'm going home anyway tonight.
Yeah, and you would
you
think,
know.
Like, if... Personally, if I kind of had a feeling I was going home and it would be my last time dancing on that stage, oh, you better believe I'm giving it my all. I'm enjoying my last dance.
Yeah.
Like, I am pulling out all the stops. I'm like, here we go, my last chance, you know?
Yeah, well, that's one way of looking, I suppose. But she didn't look to me like she was enjoying it. And last week, she looked like she was loving it. Was it last week when she had the table? Or was
it
the week
ago.
Before? Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's when she shined.
Was
and I feel
when
like
she
since
shined.
Then, she hasn't...
That was her peak.
Been there.
Yeah.
That was her peak, and then it's just kind of...
Yeah.
But anyways, they will be back for the finale, obviously.
Yeah. I'd sad to see her.
But
though.
And
like
Max is ready now to help out PETA, so.
Yeah.
But they did get a
28.
They did get a 28, which was the lowest of the night. So,
yes.
You know, this was a lowest
so maybe
of the
it
night.
Was right.
Yeah, maybe it was time for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
James and Sharna did the rumba.
Oh, yes.
And Ricardo, his sexy alter ego.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I love that these people tell everyone, like, oh, I can't be sexy. I don't know how to be sexy. Da, da, da. And then they come and then they just, like, something just comes out of them that you're like, you don't know how to be sexy? Like, what are you? I understand if it's Lori, the girl's 16. We fully understand that one. But, like, the other people who say they don't, I just, like,
some
and then they do
don't
it.
Feel that way, though.
I know,
do
it's
they,
true.
You know?
It's true.
It's such a... It's almost like standing up there naked or singing.
Right.
You know, you feel very exposed and very vulnerable. And
yeah.
It sort of changes you. And I think if you're not a dancer, you're not used to it. And then you get up there, people are watching you from
all
angles.
You
know,
true. Cameras,
and
every
cameras
angle.
And everything. And the audience is everywhere in there.
Yeah.
It's a lot, you know. And he's doing just.
He's doing amazing. Oh my gosh.
So well. I love him. I think he's getting better as well. His technique, he's getting into his body more. His posture's got better. I know he got 2 tens, didn't he?
He did, yes. And he, I have to say, I agree when they said, why are you wearing that shirt with, even Pitbull said, like, the shirt needs to go. That was my thought when he came out. I said, why is this man in that shirt? Like, I understand the lace with the lace, but my God, I just did not like that shirt on him. I was like, either put, like, a blue vest or something. Just did not, but I have to say he killed in this dance. His feet were keeping up and his lines were amazing. Like, it was like he's a dancer and it's insane to me this guy spent his life sitting in a car.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, testament to Shana.
Right.
She's incredible.
Incredible.
And her choreography is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Every single week, she never lets him down with the choreography, ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's helping him to stay up there. And she must be teaching very good technique and discipline. Because every time he goes out, he nails it, you know. And yeah. If he's a little bit off, he gets so mad with himself. Do you remember when he got mad?
Yes, I do. But I think this guy, honestly, like, I've said he's in my top four, and that has not changed.
He could easily win it. Yeah, because he has the right mentality.
And he's like, no, I don't want to say the underdog at all, but I feel like maybe not as well known as some of the other stars that are in this mm-hmm. competition, like before this show, yeah. you know? So, like, not many people probably who don't watch racing probably didn't know who he was before mm-hmm. he got on this. But I feel like he's racking up a fan base from people. Yeah. He might be stealing other people's, you know, votes.
Oh, definitely.
Because he's killing it. And even Julianne said he's the best male dancer they've had on ever on this show. Like, that's a compliment. From Julianne Hough? I would have right then and there asked Julianne for a dance. All right, girl, come on. Come dance with the best male dancer. That's what I... Like, you know, I just...
It's his technique. He
kills it. And Ricardo, his alter ego, brought out the sexiness.
He's good. He's focused. He's focused. He's confident. He knows what he's doing. And therefore, he can relax and get into the character of the dance.
He can. I'm telling you guys, this guy's going to be on Broadway. Get your tickets now. I don't know what show's going to snatch him up, but somebody will. This man will be on Broadway. But they got a 38, which I thought, you know, they definitely deserve.
I thought that was good.
That was good. 100%.
Really good.
Mary Lou and Derek with the cha-cha. I was dying in their commentary, you guys. Seriously, Derek, what are you saying right now? Like, he was like, oh my gosh, I'm looking at her legs and she has these great legs. I'm just like, damn, girl. And I can't, don't air that. It's my mom's age. She's my mom's age. And I was just like, you know they're going to air that. You know that's exactly what they're going to air. You know?
Yeah.
You know that's exactly what they're going to put out.
He's an entertainer.
Oh, he's too funny. But I do have to agree with Derek on that one. She has amazing legs.
Oh.
And when she gets those lines correctly, with her legs, like, it just looks like her legs go on for miles, and it's just, like, these lines, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah. She's stunning. You
she's
know,
beautiful.
She's absolutely stunning. She's got great technique. She's got Derek in her corner. She's got a lot going for her. I felt this dance was a little bit flat. And I don't know if I'm alone in that, because the judges seemed to absolutely love it.
Like, you were bored?
Yes. It didn't have Derek's usual edge to it.
That pizzazz,
that energy. And I don't know if that's because he said he's not doing his usual formula. He's sort of stepping back a little bit.
To let her dance.
Not being as, you know, quite as meticulous. And to me, she did seem more confident in herself, but I don't know how to explain it. It was almost like she could be a model up there. She was, you know, really confident in herself, but was it coming through in all of her dancing? Not necessarily, in my opinion. She didn't look like a pro up there.
Right.
Even with all that confidence and technique, there was something missing.
Something was missing for you.
Yeah, and that's not usually missing from Derek's partners.
Well, I feel like they made a point to make sure they danced together, not with, mm-hmm. like, danced together, not next to each other.
Yeah.
So maybe that has something to do with it. I did feel like at some points it was slow at parts. Like, I don't know if it was just, like, the foot choreography or what it was, but I feel like sometimes when I was watching it, it was a little slow, like, oh, did you really have to do that move? Or, like, oh, why are we just kind of sitting there? But I feel like, even though it was slow at parts to me, I still think she has improved, and I feel like maybe because she's, like, trying to dance with them and try to build that connection together, which is why he probably didn't do all his crazy things that he does, because that intimidates her, and, you know, she's, like, worried about dancing with him.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that's why he did what he did, but there was moments to me that it was slow, but I have to say I did feel that she has improved.
She was excellent. She really was.
She did it. She did, like, I just feel like her legs looked great. Like, in those movies. Like, I mean, I'm honest to God, that woman's legs looked phenomenal.
She's gorgeous. She's fabulous. You know, yeah. She's with Derek. She's got the whole package there. And it was excellent. Perhaps he did make the routine this week a little bit slower or something. A little bit easier to remember. I don't know. Perhaps they were short on time in rehearsal. You never know.
What's going on,
maybe someone's sick or whatever it was. But, they executed it very well.
Yes.
And she remembered it all, you know. It was great. So
it was. They're on to the next week. So
exactly.
Excited to see what happens with them.
Oh, and she had my favorite costume for the evening.
The tutu with the feathers. The, it looks like, yes, I love it.
Oh yeah, it was fabulous.
She looked fabulous. Oh my gosh, on to my favorite dance of the night, which I'm sure was probably yours too.
It's my favorite dance ever. Yeah, on Strictly Come Dancing.
It was Jana and Gleb's Argentine Tango, which got a perfect score.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say. Like, I'm honestly speechless. That was phenomenal.
It was.
And this girl was saying she doesn't know how to be sexy. Just full on in the bed, in the shower. Like, what are you talking about, girl? You brought sexiness.
Yeah. She's brilliant, you know, in Gleb.
Yeah.
The choreography, the ideas. It seems like water's in. I know Derek had his routine and all the water and everything, but it was great. It was so well done, so well choreographed, so well executed. The chemistry they had, the connection, and I know it was all the lust, but as well as that, they were really in sync with their dancing.
They were.
And that's what's missing with some of the couples at the moment. Do you remember how every time Calvin dances, he's aware of Lindsay?
Yes.
He's always aware of Lindsay. Lindsay's almost an extension of him. Your partner should always be an extension of you.
Right.
You shouldn't be two separates coming, you know, kind of like dancing there. You should be like one. You need to know what the other one's doing and be there for the other one.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe Jenna and Gleb, maybe some things were slightly off, but the other one was so in tune and present.
It's true.
That you wouldn't have known, because they will have just adapted and they just danced together as one. And that's when the magic happens, I think. That's why it was just perfect.
It was so phenomenal. Good. And I feel like some other couples or if other people did it with the bed and the shower would have been distracting, the water, oh God, it's getting in my eye, oh, don't slip and fall, like, you know, but they like that just added to the intensity and the amazingness of the dance. It didn't take away and didn't distract them. It didn't, they were so focused on each other, just connected like magnets. Like, it was amazing.
And she must be a very good pupil, because she's clearly listening to what he says, you know.
Yes.
But it's true, that helps. It makes a big difference. If you come in with a good attitude and you're really working hard, you can progress. And it seems like she's, you know, she respects Gleb, which is good. Not that the others don't, but.
And I feel like they got a full-on standing ovation from the entire audience, all the judges at their feet. I was screaming. I mean, I have to just say, this is not a dancing note, but I have to shout out to the makeup artist who did her makeup, because when that girl was full-on in water, she didn't got no mascara, nothing running on her face. She looked like a model of a Victoria's Secret ad or something. Yeah. It was amazing. And she just danced. It was like the dance adrenaline, the sweat maybe. And the water just all over her. She looked like amazing. I was like, what? What makeup are you using? That's my question on this night, because I have nothing to say about your dance. It was amazing.
It was so good. And the costumes.
Yes. It was perfect. Starting on the bed, ending with the shower and the stand and go. I just, bravo, Gleb and Jana.
I wonder when he had, I wish Gleb would come on the show. I've got so many questions for him.
Well, you never
know. When did he have the idea? Yeah, let's get Gleb on.
Yeah.
When did he have the idea? How did he come up with the concept?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think he brought it to another level tonight. He brought it to a whole new level, and he's up there. They're the highest score of the night, 40.
Yep.
Amazing, amazing.
Sensational.
Maureen and Artem did the samba at...
Yes, another emotional week for Maureen and Artem.
This poor girl. She really does feel, though. She says, she's like, this is what I do. You know, this is just me. So you have to kind of get used to that. Like, every rehearsal footage is going to be of her crying. But then again, you have to think, how much rehearsal footage do they get? And are they only showing us the crying scene?
Maybe they cry at some point during the week, but they only ever show
it. Because, like, that's kind of what she's kind of gotten into, is, like, the emotional.
That's her thing.
Yeah.
Now.
But she's adorable, and like, she did the samba and
great footwork.
Yeah,
she had so much to remember in that dance. and she was on it. I thought she did good.
Yeah, I thought she did. And not only that, but she had that huge headpiece to
bag, and like that heavy.
The Vegas like showgirl outfits, mm-hmm. and I don't know, I just thought, I thought they did great. It's definitely, I feel like maybe Jenna and Gleb should have been the last dance, because anybody going on after them is a little tough. You know, following that number, it's a little hard, you know. Maybe the floor's a little still wet. Like, who knows?
Yeah. She did great.
I did.
I don't know how much further they're going to go. I don't know if her being so emotional and if it's going to hold her back is my only worry.
Yeah,
precious rehearsal time is going to be taken up, and that goes for a few of the couples, not just them. Now you can't mess around, you can't have it, you know, like mood swings, or not mood swings, but
emotions, little dramas,
and you know, whatever else. And obviously this is one of the most emotional times of their life. It's
it's so stressful,
and also so emotional, and the highs are probably higher than, you know, some of them I've had. And then, you know,
it's
and
up and
next
down
week
roller
it's
coaster.
Like,
yeah,
and your partner just has to keep you like on the
there.
Yeah, so that you're ready for training the next day. That's a lot.
It's a lot. I have to say, I don't have like a dancing thing I noticed with her that I was like, oh, I wish she did that or anything. But I did notice her facials locked a couple times, and like she was like trying to force a smile, but she like had that worried look on her face. You know what I'm talking about? Like where your eyes are kind of like, oh God, I don't know what I'm doing, and I keep smiling. Like, but I mean, that's not a dancing thing, obviously. But I just wish she just would like let it go. Like, I'm doing this, don't think. It's hard though. I 100% understand. But
I think she's enjoying it a lot more now than what she was before.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. From the first week to now, a huge
and she's
difference.
Improved massively.
Yeah.
You know, testament to Artem. But he's a good teacher.
He is. So. I think all the pros are doing a great job. You know, it's tough. It's definitely not easy. But Calvin and Lindsay did the Argentine tango.
Yes.
Tom said, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame this week. So congratulations to Calvin. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But
to me, this was a breakthrough week for Calvin.
Okay.
Because
let's
I know
see.
You've been loving him.
I have
the whole
been loving
way,
him.
And
yeah.
I've sort of been like, oh, yeah, but there's been something missing. And then, and his hands have been bothering me.
Yes, you've commented on that. I do remember.
They've definitely improved.
Yes.
And I think he's now becoming a dancer rather mm-hmm. than someone who's been told how to move around.
Yeah.
And he does remember everything so well. But now he's becoming a dancer. He's got the techniques there, so he can kind of relax into it a little bit more and really go for it. And him and Lindsay are such a good team.
Fireballs.
So good together. Yes. Yeah. And again, she must be a good teacher. But you know, whenever we see footage of them rehearsing, they're so happy.
Yeah.
They're moving forward.
They're making strides. And he's a perfectionist. So
exactly.
I think that helps Lindsay in a way, because he really wants to get it. And I feel like they've done crazy lifts all season, and they did two huge, like, he lifted her up and spun her, and then he, like, held her foot. I love that one. It wasn't a lift, but he, like, held her foot, and she kind of, like, bent down to the floor, you know? And the things that these two do, and then, like, I feel like they're phenomenal. Like, Carrie Ann even said that these lifts are just insane, and they're great. And she's kind of the stickler on the lifts.
Yeah.
So for Carrie Ann to say that, you know, I feel it's huge, because even she's like, wow. Like, they're lifting, they're spinning, the legs between, and, you know, and I feel like that's helping them in a way.
Definitely. You know, and as we get further on in the competition, they're going to need more wow factor things.
Yes. And they keep coming up with it, in my opinion.
They do. And if they're good with the lifts, that's going to really help, especially in the finals. And I wouldn't be surprised if he won.
No.
You know, right now he wouldn't be my winner, but I wouldn't be surprised, because they're moving forward so fast and such a strong team. You know,
it's true,
and that's what you need.
It's true, and I love that Carrie Ann has said, "Can you please you need to straighten your toes?" You know, and they even commented with Aaron, like, "Are you going to straighten your toes now?" And Lizzie's like, "Yes, he will," you know, because she knows how much of a perfectionist he is, and she knows how much he wants this.
Yeah,
so
he does.
I feel like whether, you know, that boy's toes are going to be pointed all the rest of the season. Y'all watch for it. It's going to be great.
I love him. He's great.
He's awesome. He's really cool. I was happy for him. They got a 37, which is
very
great.
High.
It's very good.
Very high. So that was, they were joint
third. Tied with Lori and Val, which we're going to get to right now, who did the salsa.
Yes.
And
my notes.
And I love in the package before, like, that Lori went and talked to Sean.
The
tour bus. Yeah, yes. Who have competed on the show before. Sean was Derek's partner. And
Was it she with Mark?
Sean was...
Or was it Derek?
With Derek, I believe.
Oh, they won, didn't they?
Yeah, I believe she was with Derek. I don't think she was with Mark.
No, you're right.
99.9% sure she was with Derek. Right.
Sorry.
And... I just like that was cute, like the gymnast giving another, you know, that was a cute little moment caught on film. But
she's good. I love Laurie.
She's a little fireball to me.
She is a fireball. She was slightly off. I noticed her pirouette was a little bit off. She got a 10 from Bruno. I loved when she did the lift and she had her legs around his neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's
and he spun with her like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. She's just so good.
And she's 16 and it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, she's used to remembering routine. She's used to making sure everything's very sharp and neat and polished. And that gives her an edge, obviously, in everything that she does. But she's doing fantastic.
It's true.
Again, she could win. Easily could win.
100%. And also, I think it's funny because I believe it was Julianne who said, like, you're up, like, or who the gymnasts are kind of like not stiff upper bodies, but just more up here.
Yeah.
Where, like, their legs are used to having to run fast to tumble and run fast to do this. So I feel like her legs move so fast in routines because it's so... It's in her body.
It's like
she's had to move quick constantly.
Yep.
That for her legs to do these fast moves and keep up with Val is not hard for her at all. You know, it looks like it's. She honestly sometimes I'm like, which one is the pro?
I know.
Which one is the star? Because at this point, you're killing me right now with your moves.
Honestly, there's a few of them for the finals, and I
okay. What's your top four? Let's see it.
Oh, okay. Top four will be Laurie and Val, Karen and Lindsay, James and Shauna, and Jana and Gleb.
Yep, same.
And I hope Tara gets
and I would say,
back in
I would
that
say
top
Maureen
four,
and Artem and Marilu and Derek would be six.
Yeah, you know.
Who else
Ryan
are we missing?
And Cheryl.
Oh, yeah, Ryan and Tara is really. Oh, that's a tough one.
You know what? It's going to depend on.
The next dance,
feel
like.
A lot of it's to do with the choreography, I think.
Yes.
How, you know, are they going to do really good choreography and
or how's
themes
it gonna be?
And stuff and their music? It all now adds to the impact of the performance. And obviously, if any of the dancers mess up, they'll probably be gone. So
going.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a tail end. Not tail end, but it's, you know, getting close to
getting
it.
Getting
too
so close to the final.
You need to step up your game. The semifinals are coming up. These pros are thinking about that bonus on their paycheck every round they make. They're like, we got to get to the top four.
I never
think
about
that.
But you say,
we're not getting the bonuses.
Well, no, that's true. That's true. We don't get the bonus.
So, but I feel like they want to get to top at least four than top two. You know, it's different.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Levels.
Absolutely.
But
and it gets so much more exciting as we get towards the final. And then when 100%. They do their show dance, oh, I can't wait for the show
dance. Oh, the team dances.
Oh,
yes.
I feel like Jenna and Gleb already did their show dance. Can they bring that back?
I mean, I think they can, and it's gonna be team dances, so it should be interesting to see how this goes.
Oh yes.
Next week, Len will be back.
Dances.
No Pitbull.
I'm looking forward to Len being back.
I know
I
liked his comments. Yeah. You know, sometimes people would boo him in the audience,
but he knows exactly what he's talking about.
He's experienced.
Thing.
He knows what he's saying.
Yeah.
Funny story about Len and Max. Actually, I would catch them. Before shows, like, literally, like, not even at, like, we have, like, 10 minutes to live air or 5 minutes to live air, and if we're not dancing into, like, you know, if we're not dancing in or the Max has to be on stage, you will always find Len and Max, like, kind of outside powwowing and, oh my gosh, why am I blanking right now?
Wait, just having a gossip in the corridor, you
mean? No, like... Maybe outside smoking a cigarette, but which kind of surprises me how many dancers actually do smoke because I'm like, don't you need that breath to take you through? Like, imagine how much more stamina you would have to get through these dances if you didn't do that, you know? But it's an old habit, whatever. But it's funny because they'd always be outside just kind of talking and like making jokes and having kind of fun before the show. And it's like, I'd look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, like we're going live and you're just out here chilling. And they would, no joke, like run to the, like Max would run to his like place we had to be. Len would get to the judges table at like, we're going live in 3, 2, and people at home would have no idea that like these two were outside powwowing 30 seconds ago, you know?
Well, I guess when you've done that many seasons
that it's like, you know how quick you need to run to get to stage. But it always would kind of warm my heart seeing them, because they feel like Len was kind of giving Max advice, or like they would it always seemed like it was a good conversation, not like,
oh, that's good.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they're both pros, been there a long time.
They are. And I feel like maybe Len sees a bit of himself in maybe Max, you know, like his younger days. Like,
a bit of the Joker.
Yeah. So I could see how they would bond for
sure.
They're
both feisty.
Yeah.
I could see that.
100%. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching.
Yeah, I loved it. I just remember Jana and Gleb. I can't tell you how many times I've watched that dance over.
So good. Meanwhile, please tweet us. Let us know what your favorite dances were.
Yeah, tweet us. Let us know.
What you thought about all of these. Tell them where they can tweet you at.
Yes, you can follow me at LadyLBH on Twitter.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AnikaMichelle1 and my website, AnikaMichelle.com. Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.